Having eased the disturbances from both speakers and prophets alike, he set down a rule to prevent confusion. Speakers should take their turns, and prophets remain quiet when another begins. He then moves onto the ruckus caused by the women, promptly curbing their inappropriate outspokenness. This is particularly timely if those with gifts aren't allowed to speak carelessly or at will, even when moved by the Spirit. Certainly not those women who utter meaningless chatter. So he puts their gossip to rest with great authority, enlisting the help of an old law to effectively silence them. He's not simply offering advice or counsel, but imposing his orders quite forcefully, citing a long-standing law to his purpose. So after saying, "Let your women remain silent in the churches," and "They are not allowed to speak, but should be subordinate," he adds, "as also says the law." Where does the law say this? "Your desire shall be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Do you see Paul's wisdom? The evidence he used not only demands their silence, but demands it with fear, and this fear should be as great as that of a quiet, subservient maid. Therefore, after declaring it is not permitted for them to speak, he didn't add but to be silent. Instead of to be silent, he imposed something even greater, namely, being in subjection. And if it's so with husbands, how much more with teachers, fathers, and the general assembly of the church? But if they can't even speak, one might ask, or pose a question, why should they be present at all? It is so they can listen to what they should. Any queries can be clarified at home with their husbands. Therefore, he added,